This brief reflection is the second one in chapter 3 of St. John's Gospel, by none other than the author of St. John's Gospel, St. John. And it reflects, of course, some of the difficulties that have been met across the century, not only in the times of our Lord's public ministry, not only with the teaching of baptism, but with obeying our Lord, believing him, putting our seal on this, that God is trustworthy, that whatever God as were presents before us is for our welfare, not only in this world, but above all in the world to come. The first of these reflections was in relationship to the discussion between Nicodemus and our Lord over baptism, but at root it was a discussion about the mysteries, and whether or not, as it were, they were acceptable. And what our Lord pointed out was they were, as it were parts of the body of truth, as it were, but they are only, as it were, to be known through the revelation of Jesus. What does it matter whether it comes by our own efforts or we are helped by the Son of God? Behind the difficulty, of course, stands, as it were, that problem that was introduced by the prince of this world, pride, especially intellectual pride. And if we say, well, if I don't know, it's not knowable, there's a bit of intellectual pride at work. And if it continues, as it were, it will exclude us from heaven, from the joy of the company of God for all eternity. For this is why our Lord came, to make these things known and to give us, as it were, those directives, those counsels, which if we follow, walking in the footsteps of Jesus, will never fail to bring us to everlasting joy. The reflection in this morning's Gospel was occasioned by an incident, rivalry, you might say, between the disciples of John who were baptizing and finding that they were being beaten in the competition, as you might put it in quotation marks, by the disciples of Jesus. It was only, as it were, by the disciples of Jesus, a baptism of repentance, a preparation for the true baptism, the baptism of water and the Holy Spirit, or fire and the Holy Spirit, to indicate its relationship to the crucifixion of our Lord. The reason our baptism is so efficacious is precisely because it's an implementation of the great mystery that was realized by our Lord in being lifted up, in order that those who adore him might find salvation. That is precisely the reflection of John the Baptist. No, I am only, as it were, someone who prepares the way. I'm not one who knows all the things about heaven. I know certain things that are pertinent concerning the presence of the Messiah on this earth, and I will have introduced you to him. But now I rejoice that he is more successful than me. In a sense, I have become successful, but in his success. But I seek, as it were, not to exalt myself, as I said, I must decrease, he must increase. And that is the second difficulty, rivalry, careerism, competition within the church. You must sum it up in one very simple traditional word, jealousy. I don't like, as it were, to find someone else who's more successful, what I claim to be the expert in. And here we must see also how it is so important to be humble, to understand what St. John the Baptist so true. I must decrease, he must increase. I must not use him to advance myself, but rather I should, as it were, strive always to be his servant. That reflects something, as it were, even still more basic, because the one who introduced the Savior to John the Baptist was none other than that humble, that lowly handmaid of the Lord we know as the Virgin Mary, the Virgin Mother of Jesus, and the Mother of the Church and all the members of the Church. And it is only, as it were, in approaching our Lord humbly, as someone we want to adore, as someone we want to serve, someone we want to give our life for, because we do accept his witness and we do believe that everything that has been consigned to him by the Father is for our benefit. But we don't believe in these things, or better yet, we don't act on the belief we say we have, there can be only one end. It is a tragic end. And so we want to continue to reflect on what it means, as it were, to look to the mystery of the cross, of the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord, his being lifted up so that all, as it were, might look towards him for their salvation. And when we do that with the help of Our Lady, we will surely do it in a way that is pleasing to our Lord and will bring us, as it were, that increase of grace, of that growth in holiness, that striving for the perfection which our Lord pointed out makes the difference between one who is simply interested in himself and one who truly seeks, as it were, to be ready for that entrance into the communion of saints in heaven. Be ye perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. St. John, as we're underscores that point. The Father has been super generous. He has not hidden anything from his son, so that we, as it were, might have the full blessing of the riches of heaven. Our Lord made a point of these things in his last conversation with his disciples at the last supper. How much, as it were, that he had revealed to them. I do not consider you my slaves, my servants. You are my friends, and you know everything that I am about and what I am striving to do. You walk faithfully in my footsteps, and you will enjoy these riches for all eternity. The way in which, as it were, to keep ourselves in a virtuous state and grow in virtue is precisely to remain close to our Lady. She is our mediatrix with Jesus, and she will help us, as it were, to become more and more like him, truly his brothers and sisters, ready to receive him worthily in Holy Communion, and by the very sock, ready for that moment when our Lord calls each of us to himself. We will not be frightened. We will find, as it were, that this is a wonderful passage from earth to heaven, and to, as we be able to see what we have believed. Praise be Jesus and Mary.